Some of our friends have seen this last vision and Brother Bates' remarks published on a little sheet. But as that sheet cannot be circulated without considerable expense, I have put the vision with scripture references and the remarks into this little work, so that they may be widely circulated among the saints. Those who have received the little sheet will see by referring to Exodus 26:35 that there is a mistake in the 10th and 11th lines from the top of the first column. This mistake is not in the original copy now in my possession, written by the author. I have therefore corrected this mistake that I made in hastily copying the vision to send to Brother Bates. It would be gratifying, no doubt, to some of the readers of this little work to know something of the experience and calling of the author of these visions. I have not room to say but very little now, but will make a statement of a few facts well known by the friends in the East. I will first give an extract of a letter from a beloved brother who has stated, I doubt not, his honest views in relation to the visions. Quote, "I cannot endorse Sister Ellen's visions as being of divine inspiration, as you and she think them to be, yet I do not suspect the least shade of dishonesty in either of you in this matter. I may, perhaps, express to you my belief in the matter without harm. It will, doubtless, result either in your good or mine. At the same time, I admit the possibility of my being mistaken. I think that what she and you regard as visions from the Lord are only religious reveries in which her imagination runs without control upon themes in which she is most deeply interested. While so absorbed in these reveries, she is lost to everything around her. Reveries are of two kinds, sinful and religious. Hers is the latter. Rousseau's, a celebrated French infidel, were the former. Infidelity was his theme, and his reveries were infidel. Religion is her theme, and her reveries are religious. In either case, the sentiments, in the main, are obtained from previous teaching or study. I do not by any means think her visions are like some from the devil." End of quote. However true this extract may be in relation to reveries, it is not true in regard to the visions, for the author does not obtain the sentiments of her visions from previous teaching or study. When she received her first vision, December 1844, she and all the band in Portland, Maine, where her parents then resided, had given up the midnight cry and shut door as being in the past. It was then that the Lord shew her in vision the error into which she and the band in Portland had fallen. She then related her vision to the band, and about 60 confessed their error and acknowledged their 7th month experience to be the work of God. It is well known that many were expecting the Lord to come at the 7th month, 1845. That Christ would then come, we firmly believed. A few days before the time passed, I was at Fairhaven and Dartmouth, Massachusetts, with a message on this point of time. At this time, Ellen was with the band at Carver, Massachusetts, where she saw in vision that we should be disappointed and that the saints must pass through the time of Jacob's trouble, which was future. Her view of Jacob's trouble was entirely new to us, as well as herself. At our conference in Topsham, Maine, last November, Ellen had a vision of the handiworks of God. She was guided to the planets, Jupiter, Saturn, and I think one more. After she came out of vision, she could give a clear description of their moons, etc. It is well known that she knew nothing of astronomy, and could not answer one question in relation to the planets before she had this vision.